Thursday night show of The Scoop. I'm DJ Misty, coming to you from Dominican. Coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And I want to thank you for joining me. First off, I want to apologize for my major faux pas last week when I couldn't remember Spider-Man's name was Tobey Maguire. For all you people who were yelling at the computer, I know it was Tobey Maguire. And now I am going to settle into doing my top stories, and we're going to start with TV news. So let me see. Can you? Alrighty. Let's see, TV news. The Playboy Club on NBC has been canceled after only two episodes. Playboy founder Hugh Hefner is very disappointed, but says in a statement the show would have fared well on cable. I guess half-dressed women were just enough for the male viewers to tune in. Also on the chopping block this week is Hank Azaria's new sitcom, Free Agents. NBC canceled a dramedy due to poor ratings. It seems that NBC is having a good start to the fall season. On a happier note, CBS has ordered a full season of Two Broke Girls. Also, CW has canceled H8R after four episodes for poor ratings. It was a reality show. And Conan O'Brien has also returned to his old late night studio set. He joined his friend Jimmy Fallon on the late night show. It had been a year since he stepped foot back on the soundstage, where he joked about being there for 16 years, in which they gave him the boot. It also looks like The Simpsons will be back for another season. It is rumored that this is going to be the last season. Now in its 23rd season, the creative executives of the show have decided to take a pay cut in order for the show to continue. Who would have thought a little cartoon that started on the end of the Tracy Ullman show would outlast her? Alrighty. Now we're going to head to Celebrity Roundup. Who's where this week and what were they doing? It seems that Jennifer Lopez was shaking her moneymaker in Las Vegas last week. She was in town performing, and after her show, she stopped at the Pure nightclub to sip some champagne and show off her new single life. Also, Eva LaGoria and Demi Moore piled around in L.A. this week. They were both at Variety's annual women's luncheon discussing women in film and their role and talking about men and their exes, considering that both of them are now single. Also, Angelina Jolie took the kids to London to support her husband Brad Pitt's new film, Moneyball. She took the kids out and had them have a play date with Gwen Stefani. She also took the kids around the countryside while she took flying lessons. It's good to be the queen. Speaking of the queen, Princess Kate's little sister is getting married, and no, it's not to Prince Harry. Pippa is marrying boyfriend Alex Linden. I guess Harry was too much of a wild card for her. Gwyneth Paltrow was also in London this week, since she lives there, married to Coldplay's lead singer. She played for the Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip at London's Mayfair's The Arts Club. Although her set was a hit, her outfit was a little to be desired. It seems that her dress was a little too short, and the audience could see London, Paris, and Gwyneth's underwear. Anne Hathaway was seen this week on the set of The Dark Knight Rises, wearing her lovely skin-tight catsuit and sipping coffee. Can you say meow? Also, this week, Paul McCartney was in New York. He was with his new fiance, Nancy Shovel, who has both her legs. They were promoting his new ballet. Yes, you heard me right. Paul McCartney has produced a ballet. Should be very interesting. The ballet is called Ocean's Kingdom. And it seems Madonna's little girl, Lourdes, is all grown up and is now hanging out with Kelly Osbourne. Lourdes, who is now 14, has her own fashion line and was in New York promoting her line this week. Kelly Osbourne is one of her models. So I guess it's good to have an American icon who is your mother open up the right doors for you. It also seems that Ashton Kutcher is following in Charlie Sheen's footsteps. Yes, that's the curse of the 2.5 men set. Anyway, Ashton Kutcher has just been all around with many, many women, and he just can't gain enough for that. He was seen with girl pal Kay in San Diego. They were rumored to be at a booze-filled party, and Ashton, like all men, was seen sipping from a bong. So I guess he's really going to travel in Charlie Sheen's footsteps. I guess you really had to sell your soul to be part of 2.5 Men. It also seems that Christina Aguilera can't hold her liquor. I don't know what's going on with that woman. The singer, who thinks she's an actress, was seen stumbling out of a club in London, the hotspot called The Box. It was 4 a.m. when a bodyguard carried her out of the club and poured her into a taxi, and then pulled her boyfriend into a taxi. She was there with her new man, Mark Rutler, who she'd been dating for a year. It's so sad when they fall from grace. And it seems that Leonardo DiCaprio is back on the market. His short-lived relationship with Blake Lively is over, and she is being seen with Ryan Reynolds of Green Lantern's Shame, making out at a bus stop. You would think with all their money, well, maybe, Green Lantern didn't make any money, that they could find a room. It's just a shame how celebrity romances just can't last past 6 weeks. Well, once again, if you're just joining me, this is DJ Misty, and you're joining me on The Scoop here every Thursday night from 7 to 8. And I have a bunch of music to play for you for my little break, and it's going to be a collection of odd things. So I hope you enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Together.
Hello, hello, hello. And if you're just joining me, I am DJ Misty coming to you from from radio.dominican.edu on The Scoop. And we have now, we're going to movie news. And it seems that Hugh Jackman's new film, Real Steel, which is about fighting robots, yay, the robot was trained by Sugar Ray Leonard. Let's just hope it's going to help the film. And also with the success of Lion King 3D, Disney has decided to bring back to the big screen four more of their films. So look for at a theater near you with an inflated ticket price because you're no longer going to get those glasses for free. Finding Nemo, The Little Mermaid, Pixar's Monsters, Inc., and Beauty and the Beast. So once again, you're going to see these at the theater and you're going to pay a fortune to see them. Also, Robert Downey Jr. You can never go wrong with Robert Downey Jr. He is in talks to do a big screen version of Perry Mason, but at the time, no studio has been attached to the film. So we will be looking for that. Also, Robert Zemeckis is trying to shake the failure of digital image movers by doing a film for Universal Pictures called Charles Fort. It is billed as a period piece based on Ghostbusters. Should be interesting. Well, here is something really interesting. Well, it seems the lawsuit is in the works for Harvey and Bob Weinstein. Yes, Hollywood's big duo have been doing some bad things. The two filmmakers have accused the pair of botching the release of their movies in the suit. They claim that the Weinstein brothers botched the movies by allowing the movies to be released after Oscar voting, which eliminated them. And they paid the two filmmakers $500,000 each to keep it quiet until after the Academy Awards this past year. And also in the dispute is the Weinstein's lawyer, David Boies. He has been named in a lawsuit for unethical behavior and possible malpractice. Now, who would have thought an LA lawyer could be unethical? And also, China will be submitting for foreign language nomination, Flowers of War. The movie is based on an American missionary who in 1937 went to China to protect the women from the Japanese invaders. Christian Bale is attached to the film, and the movie will be both in Mandarin and English. And also, if you haven't had your teenage angst fixed this year, the wait is over. And I'm being very sarcastic. Coming in November to launch the release of the fourth Twilight film, Breaking Dawn. They will be doing a marathon at a theater near you. Yes, that's right. Twilight fans, get ready for your Edward and whatever the other guy's name is. Now you can see I'm not a Twilight fan, but I will show respect. Yes, that's right. The day-walking, glistening vampires of Seattle are back and are going to be on the big screen. And for a limited engagement, starting on November 1st, you can watch Twilight, and then Twilight New Moon on November 8th, and then after that, Twilight Eclipse will be on November 15th. So hurry up, get your fangs out, and get ready for Twilight. And releasing this week on DVD, the 50th anniversary of Breakfast at Tiffany's. Yay! That should be really good. Yes, 50 years ago, Breakfast at Tiffany's came out. That's a very, very long time. Also on Blu-ray this week is Cameron Crowe's autobiography, Almost Famous. And if you haven't seen it, it's a great watch. Life is Beautiful is also going to be out on DVD, Blu-ray, as well as Lion King. Also releasing this week is Vin Diesel and the Fast Five. Now, if you haven't seen it, it was pretty good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And Scream 4, Neve Campbell gets her Scream on and her fourth installment of this. Guess she needed some money too. Also, if you're into a little robot on robot action, Transformers hits the shelves as well. So go on and check out little Shia LaBeouf trying to, you know, take care of that condo that he has. And also releasing this week is Hugh Jackman in Real Steel. Yes, an out-of-work boxer teaches a machine how to box. It has hit written all over it. Also, if you're into political dramas, we have The Eyes of March with Ryan Gosling and George Clooney. And in limited release, Jackie Chan's new drama, 1911, about the Qing Dynasty of China. Also, if you are a fan, or if you're a fan of Sam Shepard, he plays an aging Butch Cassidy in Blackthorn, which I kind of thought that he died in the first one. So it'd be kind of interesting to see how that one pans out. Also, Human Centipede. Now, if you didn't see the first Human Centipede, well, you may not want to see this one. The first Human Centipede played in the United States in limited engagement because it was ruled to be the goriest, sickest film ever made. And they decided to do Centipede 2. Yay! Which is supposed to make the first one look like child's play. I don't know how, but I don't know how many centipedes he's going to try to put together. And are not centipedes people, they're people. Okay? He's sewing people together to make a centipede. So if you're really into that kind of gore and horror, this film is for you. Also in limited release, which looks really good, is The Way. And that is directed by Emilio Estevez, starring his father, Martin Sheen. The Way is about a movie of a strange father and son, which is, you know, the way they all are. And Emilio Estevez plays the son, obviously, who is killed overseas. And his dad goes and gets him and continues this journey with his son's ashes by his side. And that's all I'm going to tell you on that one. Okay, the time is 7:25. And just a couple of little things here off topic. If any of you guys are going to be in LA, there is going to be a keynote lecture hosted by Jon Favreau at the Entertainment Center down in LA. He will be speaking along with many other people regarding entertainment business. He will also be talking about directing and acting and writing. Also, if you have time, on November 7th, there is also going to be another keynote, and it's going to be with Stephen Quayle, a Final Fantasy director, as well as Cliff Plummer of Digital Domain Productions. They were going to be at the Highland Hotel in Los Angeles, and they will be doing keynote specials. The Stephen Quayle will be in the Highland Hotel at November 7th, and Jon Favreau will be there on October 17th. So, and he's going to be actually at the Ritz-Carlton at Marina Del Rey. So, for all you film enthusiasts, check it out, because you can't go wrong with Jon Favreau. And I'm going to play one more song before we go to news. And let's see. It's going to be in the Eclectic Mix tonight. I just hope you enjoy it. Once again, you're listening to GJ Misty at radio.dominican.edu on The Scoop. That can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with
someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
Welcome back to The Scoop at radio.dominican.edu. I'm your DJ, DJ Misty, and it is coming up to 7:30, and it's time for the news. It seems that, this is a very odd story, but this is why I picked it. It seems that a burglar tipped off police on a child pornography ring. What are the odds of that? It seems that a juvenile in September last month broke into the barn of a 54-year-old man who lives in Stockton and ripped off a bunch of CDs, which he thought were blank. When he got them home, he realized they were pictures of little children. So he had a moral dilemma. If he was to tell, he would go to jail for burglary. But, you know, his morals gave out and he told. So they arrested the gentleman and put him away, and the teenager got off. You know, well, with that warning, but, you know, it was time served, kind of, because he did turn the man in. And it also seems like WikiLeaks, the man who broke all boundaries as far as our free speech, is going to be a contender for the Nobel Prize. Jobs seems like he was a contender, but since his death, that kind of ruins it. So it looks like the contender will be the WikiLeaks person. And let's see, what else do we have here? Well, first of all, I just want to say it is no longer raining. If anyone was following the weather in California, it has been raining for 3 days, and I am kind of tired of it. I'm ready to come up for air, and it is now freezing, so I guess, I don't know, should I take off the rain or heat? So I think I prefer the heat. And it seems that if you're upset with the banking, you're upset with Wall Street, you're not alone. Sorry, we were having a little technical difficulty, which I'm not supposed to say on the phone. Anyway, the protesters who are in front of Wall Street in New York have now spread their movement to everything from, let's see, they are now in San Francisco, they are in LA, they are in St. Louis, and they are in Boston. They are spreading their message that we are mad and we're not going to take it anymore. So this is a big movement. This is a cross-section trip, a cross-section across America of middle class, upper middle class and lower middle class people who are no longer going to take the greed that is happening on Wall Street. And now they're protesting. And the protest will go on as long as they feel that their voice is getting heard and that something is going to change. So I am with them, I support them, and I have to admit, they are right. Something needs to change. So when the mainstream media reports of these, they tend to focus on the hippies and the punks and the rockers. But the people who are really at risk here are the elderly, or, you know, the ones who rely on the government when they retire to take care of them, and it's no longer there. So that is what's happening in the news. And now we shall go back to In Memory. As you know, this week, the founder of Apple passed away, Steve Jobs. He has touched our lives with Macintosh, the innovation of the Macintosh and everything. And he will be missed greatly. And there's not enough I can say about Steve Jobs. He was just, not that I knew him personally, but from what I've read and from what I heard, he was just a really great guy. And it is going to be a sad, sad day for a very long time for the Apple. And also, we have, if you are a Star Trek fan, maybe some of you might not know, but Charles Napier, he played the title character in a Star Trek episode called Murdoch. He was also in the Blues Brothers. He died at the age of 75. He was found in his home on the floor, and no cause of death has been reached yet. Sylvia Robinson, who was known as the mother of hip-hop, died this week. She was 75. She died of congestive heart failure. She was notably known for her work as founder and CEO of Sugar Hill Records, which produced Rapper's Delight. And if we all know, we all started out with Rapper's Delight. And I'm not going to sing any of it for you because I don't want to embarrass myself. But we are going to go to another song, one of my favorites. And let me find it here. I hope you enjoy. Once again, this is DJ Misty at radio.dominican.edu coming to you with The Scoop. I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of on my own. Won't you help me, girl, just as soon as you can? People say that I found a way to make you say that you love. For that, it's a natural fact that I wanna come back. Show me where it's at, baby. I'm so tired.
tell you like it is. Honey, love me if you will.
Hey, baby,
I'm tired of being alone here by myself now. You, baby, sometime I wonder if you love me like you say you do. You see, baby, I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometime I fool moms, I say, oh, oh, baby. Needing you has proven to me to be my greatest dream, yeah.
Hello and welcome back to The Scoop with DJ Misty. Sorry about that. Little technical error. And since it is now October, for all you movie buffs, you must realize that Oscar race is on the way. And I have a couple of predictions. And this is the forecast based on The Hollywood Reporter. So for the front runners for Best Picture, they are seeing that War Horse, the Steven Spielberg movie, J. Edgar Hoover, The Artist, Moneyball, Midnight in Paris, The Help, The Descendants, Ides of March, and Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. So those are what they are saying are going to be the front runners right now for Best Picture. But the major threats that could upset that is The Iron Lady, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, another remake, which I don't know why they do this. But I digress. The Tree of Life, My Week with Marilyn Monroe, and I Like Crazy. And actually, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 made it to the list. And let's see. We have front runners for Best Actress, Viola Davis for The Help, Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady, Glenn Close for Albert Nobbs, Michelle Williams, My Week with Marilyn, and Rooney Mara, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, is interesting. The American actress gets nominated, but the foreign actress for the same movie didn't get nominated. Interesting. Okay, and who can upset them is going to be Felicia Jones from the movie Like Crazy, Elizabeth Olsen, Keira Knightley from A Dangerous Method, Jodie Foster, yay, Carnage, Kate Winslet for Carnage, Charlize Theron for Young Adult, Kirsten Dunst for Melancholy, and Tilda Swinton for We Need to Talk About Kevin. Okay, and for Best Supporting Actor, we have the front runners is going to be Christopher Plummer for Beginners, Kenneth Branagh, My Week with Marilyn, Max Van Sato, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, George Clooney, The Ides of March, and Jim Broadbent for The Iron Lady. The only people who can upset that is going to be Albert Brooks for Drive, Jonah Hill for Moneyball, Tom Hanks, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, Nick Nolte for Warrior, really? Oh, sorry about that. I don't know if anyone saw that movie, but please. Philip Seymour Hoffman for The Ides of March, Arnie Harmon for J. Edgar Hoover, Jonathan Harkes for Martha, and Viggo Mortensen, you can never go wrong with Viggo Mortensen, for A Dangerous Method, and Brad Pitt for The Tree of Life. So we have now seen. Now we have for Best Actor, The possibilities are Matt Damon, We Bought a Zoo, Jeremy Levine, War Horse, Ralph Fiennes, Cornets, Johnny Depp, The Run Diary, Michael Feshbarter, The Dangerous Method, Paul Giamatti, Win-Win, Martin Sheen, The Way, Sam Shepard, Blackthorn, Antonio Banderas, The Skin I Live In, Tom Hardy, Warrior, and Sean Penn, This Must Be the Place. Seeking a domestic distribution is Christopher Plummer in Barrymore. So, yes. For Best Supporting Actress, we have the front runners: Bernice Bijou, The Artist, Vanessa Redgrave, Coriolanus, Judi Dench, My Week with Marilyn, Evan Rachel Wood, The Eyes of March. Who can upset them is going to be Sandra Bullock, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, Emily Watson, War Horse, Carey Mulligan, Shame, Naomi Watts, J. Edgar Hoover, and Melissa McCarthy, Bridesmaids. And Best Adapted Screenplay, these are the front runners: from Richard Clarke and Lee Hall for War Horse, Eric Roth, Extremely Loud and Extremely Close, Aaron Sorkin and Steven Zillman for Moneyball, Tate Teller for The Help, and Alexander Payne for The Descendants. Now, the major threats that they're saying that who can majorly come in and take over the screenplay is George Clooney for The Ides of March, Steven Zillman, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, once again. The foreign version got nothing, but I will let that go. Cameron Crowe for We Bought a Zoo, and Pedro Almodóvar for The Skin I Live In. Alrighty. So there is that. And on a funny news, stars pay a lot for their bodies. And so protecting those bodies cost a lot as well. So when a star insures their assets, they're insuring them for a hefty amount of money. So let's see. Who do we have? Dolly Parton's chest. Yes, Dolly Parton's chest. The 65-year-old has insured her figure, along with her chest, for $600,000. So she is insured. If anything happens to Dolly's body, she's insured for $600,000. Heidi Klum, 38, is insured her legs for $2 million. Troy, I'm going to ruin his name here, but he is the linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has insured his hair for $1 million. Seems that Bruce Springsteen has insured his voice for $6 million. And it seems that David Beckham, 36, has reportedly insured his legs for $195 million, just for his legs. And we are getting on to 10 towards 8, and I'm going to play another song for you guys. Another one of my favorites. I hope you enjoy. And once again, if you're just joining me, I am DJ Misty, coming to you from radio.dominican.edu.
Shine a glimmering light and hover above our love. Please hold me close and whisper that you love me, and promise that your dreams are only of me. When you are near, everything's clear. There's a beautiful heaven. Always I hope that we follow the star and be forever floating above. earth is a beautiful heaven. Always I hope that we shine like the star and be forever floating above. I know a falling star can't fall forever, but let's never stop falling in love. No, let's never stop falling in love.
And hello and welcome back to The Scoop. I am DJ Misty, and if you're just joining me, this is radio.dominican.edu for The Scoop. And we are coming up to the end of my show, and so I have a couple of wacky news items for you. So it seems that movie homes are for sale now. Yes, that's right. That's right. If you want to live in the Staten Island 8-bedroom compound where the wedding scene from The Godfather was filmed, it can be yours for $2.2 million. So you can relive that, I'm going to make him an offer he can't resist moment in your, if you want to. Or if that's too small for you, you can live in the Home Alone house, which is 4,250 square foot mansion with its 14 rooms is for sale for $1.9 million. So you can have that Home Alone moment that Macaulay Culkin had. But if that is not your taste, and if quaint is your taste, you can buy the house that was modeled after Pixar's Up for $400,000. Yes, this cute 4-bedroom home is located in Utah. Also, we have, since it's the month of October and everything goes bump in the night, and if you are into tons of flies and bleeding walls and mysterious glowing eyes peering at you from the upstairs windows, and you're wondering, what is that? And why is the rocking chair in the corner rocking without anyone in it? The Amityville Horror House is for you. Yes, it's on the market for $1.3 million. So that should be a buy for a good scare. Depends on how long you can stay there. And also in my wacky news segment, we have Miss Piggy is making a guest spot. Yes, of Muppet fame, Miss Piggy. She is going to be on Project Runway as a guest judge. I don't have anything to say on that. It's just that it's Miss Piggy. You know, it's what she does. You know, Kermit's not around. She's got to do something to keep her time free. And it seems that Kim Kardashian and husband Chris Humphries renewed their vows on Ellen this week. Yes, they're trying to keep themselves in the public eye as well as help Ellen's ratings, you know, get up there. Also, Martha Stewart's daughter wrote a scandalous tell-all book about her awful growing up with Martha as a mother and her crazy glue gun. And Martha can't seem to understand why her daughter would write such stories, because she said she didn't have a glue gun until her daughter was 20. But who knows what went on in that house? You know, if a Darlie was out of place, Martha had something to say about it. And on a note, I just want to say that as far as remakes go, yes, they're remaking Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire was a better Spider-Man, but that's about it. And they're also remaking Footloose. Why? Why remake Footloose? Kevin Bacon wasn't good enough. And if you're going to remake it, are you going to modernize it or not? Didn't Hollywood understand that fame was a bad idea? And when fame failed, that should have told you guys that all these old remakes of movies, it's not going to happen. Now, what's going to be next? Flashdance? I mean, you know, what other movies of the 80s can you guys do? Hollywood really needs to have some original thought. So on that note, I want to thank you guys for joining me, DJ Misty, on The Scoop from radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to play you a song to play out, and I will see you guys back here next week from 7 to 8 on radio.dominican.edu. So have a wonderful evening, and, you know, be good, be safe, and live life till its fullest.
Thank you.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. Whenever you're near, don't you know that you're leading me on? And it's just what I want you to do. Can't you see that I'm hopelessly lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love, too misty and too